It's 40-14, Lady Tigers, after the basket by Winchester. Dawson, they break the press. Baumgartner saves it in on the baseline. It's taken away by Peterson. Peterson weaves her way through traffic. Bergen in the corner. Zartman for another three. It's good again. Oh, Brooke Zartman's got it stuck on automatic in the on position. 15 points, 5 3-pointers. And Warsaw's lead is 43-14. Up the sideline, Schaefer, and a blocking foul is called by Zartman. Again, same thing happened to her, happened to Neely in the first half. If she would just plant her feet, the girl would run into her, she would fall over, and she has a really good case for a charge. Instead, she just keeps backing up and making contact, and because of that, she picks up her second foul. First foul on either team of the second half. Schaefer in the backcourt against Bergen. Drifting off the right, Hanley with a little bit of a screen. She's got it top of the circle. Now to the left wing. Hanley still dribbling against Zartman. Is anybody counting? Now Schaefer. Schaefer drifts off against Bergen. Off a screen to the top. High pick and roll into Davidovich. She'll back up and shoot from 10 and hit. Winchester stayed inside. Davidovich hits again. She's got 12 of their 16. Bricker in transition for three. Good. Jocelyn with a 9-point game here early in the third. Her average is 11, her 16th three-pointer of the season. And everyone Warsaw hits now just adds to their school record. Schaefer breaks the press, runs in on Winchester, shoots it off the glass and good. In transition, Warsaw in a hurry. Zartman to the right, back out to Bricker. Across to Bergen in the corner. There's Peterson for a three. Bingo! Abby hits again, her second of the game, her 28th of the season. It's 49-18, Warsaw by 31. Hanley up the sideline, throws a blind pass, tipped by Bricker, stolen away. Bergen the steal, fakes, lost it, taken away by Schaefer. Headed the other way on a counterattack. Runs down the middle, and Peterson came from behind and knocked it out of bounds. What good hustle by Warsaw's number three to save what would have been an easy two. Ava Egoff into the game for Warsaw. Alexis Neely's also in. Who's out? Oh, Zoe's out. Ava came into the game, and I'm not sure what happened, but Zoe didn't realize that Ava was in for her, even though that's normally the case. Phillips, left corner to Hanley, steps back over Zartman for a three. That's an air ball. Bricker's got the weak side rebound for the Tigers. Bricker up ahead to Winchester. Winchester 4-on-3. Neely left corner to Egoff. Back out to the wing for Neely. Inside for Winchester. Back in the corner, Egoff. Back to Neely. Wide open three-pointer. Good. Her second basket. She's got five. That's her 11th three-pointer of the season. The threes are coming one after another. And Hanley against Zartman just dribbles the ball right out of bounds at the scorer's table. 4 3-pointers already in the first 3 minutes and 9 seconds of this third quarter. 52-18. One more point, and the clock moves continuously. And Neely lost the handle on it, got it back to Bricker. Back to Neely for another three. Yes! What a run this kid's having. And a timeout will be taken by Chad Blasco. Timeout, Cavemen. It is a full timeout. 4:30 left to play in the third quarter. Warsaw 55, Mishawaka 18. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Cavemen ball after their third timeout of the game. Schaefer up the far sideline. Warsaw still pressing. Schaefer drives in from the left and banks it high off the glass and good. She's got 8. Davidovich has 12. That's all 20 of their points. Winchester in transition for a 3. No good. He got the rebound. Back up. Oh, it wouldn't grow over the rim. But a whistle and a foul called. And free throws coming up here for the Lady Tigers. Egoff with good positioning that time. Fouled by Lily Dawson. Her first. Egoff at the free throw line. Ava for the season 68%. Bergen and Villema to the scorers table. As Egoff shoots the first one off the backboard, then the rim and no good. It is an interesting background for shooting, especially from the wings here at the Cave, a little deeper than most high school gymnasiums. Egoff shoots again. That one's good. Ava's third point. She's 1 out of 2 at the line. And the clock runs now with under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter and Warsaw leading 56-20. Pass up the sideline, caught by Dawson. Lobs it back to midcourt to Phillips. Now she's trapped to the middle of the court for Schaefer. Schaefer pressured there by Neely. Goes behind her back and lost the ball. And Neely will let go out of bounds. It should be Warsaw ball, and it will be. The official closest to it didn't see it. And the whole time the ball is rolling out of bounds, nobody's going to go for it. So he's looking back at Jimmy Arnett, and Jimmy is kind of leaning on his left shoulder like, it's going to go this way. And that's good teamwork by officials. Right corner Winchester, back out to Bergen. Now to the left side, Peterson, down to Egoff. Ava, one dribbling out to Vilma. Right side to Winchester. She bobbles it, picks it back up, had it knocked out of her hands, gets it back. Right corner to Peterson. Down inside to Egoff against Dawson. Backs her in, shot it, missed it. I think Dawson got her hands on it. It's loose and grabbed by Schaefer for Mishawaka. 2:54 clock running. It will continue to run all the way to the end of the third quarter unless something strange happens. Schaefer lobs above the foul line for Davidovich. She'll drive right and shoot and hit. Looked like travel to me. Lenny Krebs believe so too. Egoff in transition. Drives into the lane. Got around two defenders and puts it in. Oh, they're gonna call an offensive foul. Are you kidding me? No way. Egoff is called for an offensive foul. There is no way. That girl ran under the basket as the ball hit the rim. Tough break there for Ava. She deserved a three-point opportunity. She won't get it. It's still 56-22 Lady Tigers. 56-22. Long pass down court for Baumgartner. She's trapped in the corner. She needs to get it out of the air. It's tipped by Bergen and taken away by Vilma. Vilma looking down court finds Peterson. They catch up. She shoots. She's fouled. Foul called. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Tigers. The foul is on Phillips. That's her first. Peterson at the free throw line, 88% for the season, and she's already made one out of one here in this game. And Abby shoots the first one short. I don't like to talk about these kinds of records because of the announcer jinx. However, Warsaw's got two players, possibly a third, that could be in the running for the all-time best free throw percentage. Bergen with the offensive rebound off the second miss by Peterson. She missed them both. Peterson back to the top. Clock moves again. 95 seconds left. Bergen with a good cut inside. Underneath the basket, Egoff. She had her shot blocked by Baumgartner, and it's taken away by Mishawaka. Baumgartner takes it out of there. Hands off to Schaefer. Schaefer on the screen gives to Handley, and they're going to call foul on Bergen. Zoe with a pretty smile for the official. Looked up at him like, what? Are you sure? Inbound, lobbed out to midcourt. Bergen got a hand on it. Schaefer got away from her. Shoots a three-pointer and hits it. Asia Schaefer with her first three-point basket. And she's got 11. And Warsaw leads 56-25. Peterson in the center circle, 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Neely out top for Vilma, right side to Peterson. Down to the corner for Egoff. Egoff back up for Vilma, out to the center of the court for Peterson. Left side to Alexis Neely. Egoff wants it and gets it on the low block left, half hook, a little hard, and the rebound is tipped and grabbed by Handley for Mishawaka. Handley, one hand, one over the head of Baumgartner. And out the court, and it's caught by Dean Huppert. The way he used to catch ground balls hit back to him when he was a pitcher for the Bremen Lion baseball team. Clock still running, so Warsaw has 10 seconds to get it in. Peterson in a hurry, drives right in the corner. Bergen's going to try a three-pointer. It's good. And that's the way the third quarter will end. Warsaw 59, Mishawaka 25. We start the fourth after the 60-second timeout on News Now Warsaw.